Let's just try to see what's likely to have gone through the head of Moses as he thinks about what God is asking him to do. Look at the strength he has. You know, he is trained both in Bible stories, which he was taught by the master as he was growing up. By this stage, he has heard about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he knows clearly, he understands the Hebrew God, has been walking with him even in the wilderness, has trusted him. So he knows internally that he has a trust in God. But I think the other thing is, he has relatives. So there's some that could help. But internally, I think his biggest strength was his trust in God. And the fact that he has training in leadership. He understands the structures of the Pharaoh's kingdom. He knows who calls the shots. What are the weaknesses? He has a short temper. The first time he felt God could use him to remove his people from slave drivers, he actually killed an Egyptian. That's how he has found himself in the wilderness. And that's a weakness he has to deal with. It's a very important thing to understand your weakness, because once you know it, then you manage it. You ask God for help. Let me ask you, what are your strengths and weaknesses for the project God has given you? Some of us know only our strength. We do not know our weaknesses.